And this is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Going into Sunday's presidential debate, everyone was watching to see how the candidates would handle Donald Trump's comments about women, which moved one critical issue to the sidelines, race. And the absence of that conversation on Sunday was particularly glaring given the location of the debate, St. Louis, which of course is 10 miles away from Ferguson. And the Black Lives Matter movement took center stage there after the fatal police shooting of Mike Brown and, of course, increasing racial tension in the city of St. Louis itself. But a conversation about racism sure didn't happen on Sunday, so we're going to talk about it now. Joining us for that is Nicole Hannah-Jones. She is a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine, and she's written extensively about race in America. Nicole, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
So we're told the questions were supposedly chosen by the moderators. This was a town hall, so we had questions from the audience as well and the internet. 40 undecided voters in the room. Why do you think race did not come up, with the exception of that question about Islamophobia? And there was one toward the end asked by an African-American who wanted to know whether the candidates would represent everyone. But generally, race was not pointedly asked about.
I think that race has kind of been a sideline issue at these debates in general. And so I wasn't actually surprised that race wasn't pointedly asked about. It was right after the scandal of the tape came out with Donald Trump, and there were just, I think, a lot more other things the moderators were focused on. I think the American public would have liked to have heard more about race, but mm-hmm. I didn't think that was surprising.
One would think the candidates would bring it up. At least, well, Hillary Clinton, no?
Yeah, I think that Hillary has talked about race somewhat and mostly talking about the issues of police brutality. But there also wasn't, it was an interesting format. I don't know that it was easy to bring up something that wasn't being directly asked.
Yeah. Well, Sunday's debate did come days after Trump doubled down on his assertion that the Central Park Five were still guilty, which he did again last week. And of course, they've been exonerated through DNA evidence. He still clings to that. What's he conveying through that? Clearly, that's about race. Four of those young men, teenagers at the time, were African-American, are African-American, one Latino. Translate that dog whistle for us.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows what the Central Park Five stands for, and it stood for, at the time, this belief that they were part of these super predators, these young Black and Latino men who were preying on white women and the virtues of white womanhood. I think the fact that Donald Trump is still saying that he doesn't think that they're innocent is because he took out a full-page ad. I think he was very invested in this narrative of them being that way. And as we've seen through this election campaign, Donald Trump does not back down on much of anything, and he's reticent to apologize or admit that he was wrong about anything. And I think when it comes to this issue, that's the same thing.
So this would seem to be an issue that Hillary Clinton could make her own. She's talked about implicit bias in the first debate, in fact, but then she stayed away from it on Sunday. Is this a missed opportunity, or is that a deliberate move on her part?
Oh, I think it's pretty clear that Donald Trump is not going to get a significant percentage of the Black vote. So I think Hillary Clinton is being very strategic in what she's going after. And she's going after women, and she's going particularly after white women. So I think her decision to focus very much on the issue of Donald Trump's treatment of women is a calculated one. I don't think she is at this point concerned about Black voters going to Donald Trump. I think she's concerned about drawing white women to her.
Mm-hmm. So in the unfair 30 seconds we have left, if we could hear from the candidates, what would you want to hear?
I mean, I would like to hear both candidates talking very specifically about what they can do about this great racial divide in terms of wealth, in terms of educational opportunities, in terms of housing, and in terms of criminal justice. I think we have not heard specific platform issues from either candidate that are going to address these really big systemic issues.
And we will hear more from you because there is so much more to talk about. I have been speaking with Nicole Hannah-Jones. She writes about civil rights for the New York Times. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.